This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Today on the TMZ Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the TMZ Podcast. I'm Wild Young, and today I'm joined by Elena Mateus.
Woo! I'm so excited to be back.
Welcome back, Elena. Charlie Cotton is out today, people. Don't worry, but he will be back tomorrow, hopefully. He was celebrating Easter. I saw some Easter photos on his Instagram.
He's got the cutest kid.
You know who else is celebrating Easter?
Every famous person.
Everyone in the world. But Diddy, surprisingly, he posted some Easter photos.
Yes.
We'll tell you. It doesn't seem like Diddy is hiding or like taking a step back from the spotlight. We'll tell you more about that. Tori Spelling. We haven't talked about Tori Spelling in a while, but Tori Spelling, she had a awkward ass exchange with Dean McDermott on her podcast.
So bizarre that she left this in. This is not a live broadcast, but
it's not. it's probably one of the craziest podcast exchanges y'all will ever hear. Rebel Wilson, that memoir is coming out, Rebel Rising. You know, last week she had some drama with Sacha Baron Cohen. Well, this week she's talking about Adele.
Yes.
And why Adele might not like her.
Some celebs are really good at press tours, and Rebel keeps dropping bombs. I'm into it.
I like it. All right. And lastly, our almost news story today, and it's only almost news because we're still ironing out the details. But Rashee Rice starred Kansas City Chiefs, a car that he allegedly owns was involved in a car accident, but we're still trying to figure out details on whether Rashee was there or not. But we'll tell you what we know. But first, yesterday was Easter.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter,
says
y'all.
Diddy.
He posted a photo yesterday on Instagram of his daughter. It was actually a really adorable photo of his 7-month-year-old daughter. Sorry. His
17-month-old. I don't know. It's
17
like,
month
this is the thing
old.
That parents need to stop doing. Your kid isn't 28 months. It's
yeah,
like 2 years.
I'm getting choked up just trying to say 17-month-old.
Yeah, don't worry.
She's a little older than a year.
She's over a year. Just call her a year.
His year-old daughter.
Not yes. You, just no. The world.
So Diddy posted a photo of his 1-year-old daughter, Love, on Instagram. He was not in the photos.
Why?
It was baby Love. She was dressed up. She was looking adorable. And no one has anything even remotely salacious to say because it's a photo of a 1-year-old
exactly.
Baby.
Exactly. I feel like he was weaponizing his 1-year-old. Okay. Like, nobody can come out here and say, oh, that's so messed up. You're posting a kid.
Like, you can't pick it apart. You can't really judge it because it's a photo of an adorable, cute 1-year-old.
Yeah.
This was really smart and meticulous on Diddy's part because, like, we've been seeing him out. We saw him at Topgolf last week with his twins.
Out of all places.
I know.
You're like, I'm going to break my silence at Topgolf.
Since when does Diddy go to Topgolf? Exactly. Since when does Diddy go to Topgolf?
Like, what?
Like, that's where us poor people go.
No, for real. And still, it's expensive.
It is.
Special occasion.
Yeah, no shade to Topgolf. It's expensive. So we saw him at Topgolf last week, and now we see the photo of baby Love. And this is just like, is this Diddy's way of being like, I'm not scared, I'm not hiding? What do you think?
You know, I actually do think it's his way of saying, like, I'm not scared, I'm not hiding, because, you know, it's like when there's rumors about a celebrity, if you address them, that almost gives them credence. It almost makes them real. It gives, you're like, why are you responding? So I think in a way it is a good move for him to just kind of, like, stay low key, but I guess go to Topgolf. I mean, I still, like, I loathe him as a human. I don't think he's done good things, but, you know, I think, what do you think?
I think, like you said, he's right. You're right. He's trying to, like, not really hide, because if you hide, then you look super guilty.
Right.
And then if you deny, then you kind of still look guilty.
Exactly.
So he's like, I mean, I'm around, but I'm not like in your face.
Yeah.
And here's a photo of my really cute baby.
I mean, it's still probably not going to save his career, but.
I know, but the baby's so adorable.
Yeah.
Other Easter news before we move on. Nick Cannon.
Oh my God.
They say he can't. Every time they say he can't, Nick Cannon does. He showed up. Easter. Why are you shaking your head, Elena?
I just can't believe, how are the baby mamas okay with this? Like, why don't we have a reality show following his life? I have so many questions. How many NDAs did he have to get signed for that to happen? Like, can they talk to each other? Can they say, oh, does he do that to you? Oh, does he...
Well, they kind of all had to talk to each other on Easter because Nick Cannon had an Easter party, y'all, with all 12 of his kids. And every time people try to get on the internet and say Nick Cannon cannot show up for all 12, he can for at least one day a year.
Yes, for at least like a couple hours. Twice a year.
Oh, shady, Elena. Nick Cannon, he dressed up in an Easter Bunny costume, showed up.
They don't even know if it was him.
Oh, Elena.
Like, did we see our dad? We don't know. The Easter Bunny was here, though. That was sick.
Yeah, I got okay.
What kind of point? If I was him, I'd be constantly reminding the kids, baby, my name, Nick, I'm here.
So, yeah, so this weekend, Nick Cannon saw all of his kids, all 12 of his kids.
Wow.
Shout out to Nick Cannon.
I like that this is a story every time he sees his children. Because there's 12.
Well, this is, I was about to say, it's big because he saw all 12 at once.
God.
Like, geez, good job, Nick.
Good for him, Nick.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Macy's, Adidas, and Walmart, and even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. So download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten. R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Moving on, Tori Spelling.
So weird.
Dean McDermott. They couldn't just get divorced like regular people. They had to make it a spectacle.
Yeah.
Tori Spelling, on the recent episode of her Miss Spelling podcast, she called up Dean in the middle of the show to let Dean know that she had formally filed for divorce. Like, this was the first time, I guess, he found out. Yeah. And she put him on the spot.
I just don't get it.
We're going to play a little bit of it for y'all. The breaks that you hear in Tori's conversation, that is presumably Dean on the other end of the phone, but we just can't hear Dean's response.
Which is messed up. We're getting half the story.
Okay. It does kind of make it a little one-sided. But here's what Tori and Dean talked about.
I hate to do this to you while you're in the middle of, you're going to work and everything. They've done it. In all honesty, after this whole journey, if it's about that, like who files first, the other person's wrong. I feel like I deserve to file first then. Well, I mean, you basically put it all out there with Daily Mail. Like you said, everything that you've done to me over the years. So I think it would make perfect sense that it's followed up that I would file.
So Tori was pissed because Dean did an interview with the Daily Mail and like talked about their divorce. And from Tori's perspective, she's like, I thought we weren't going to publicly talk about each other. So that's kind of why Tori felt like she needed to kind of jump ahead and file for divorce first. But what she did need to do is call him up on the podcast and put him on blast.
I literally just can't believe this. The podcasts are the most edited form of media like that you're going to get in your ears.
Yeah. Like she didn't need to do this is what Elena is saying.
No, she didn't need to do this. And you know what I find interesting? And I think people who are divorced can maybe understand this more than me because I'm a, you know,
right.
Don't know anything. But I thought it was so fascinating how she ended the call saying like, okay, bye, love you. I'm like, whoa, what?
I think that's just once you've been married for so long, you probably just say love you.
My parents don't do that. They've been divorced, but like, I just, that to me, I was like, dude, there's so much going on here. And I mean, you're right. You know, they share many kids, five kids. So I think it is part of just that. But it was just a bizarre choice to leave it in. But at the same time, think about it. This woman has a podcast talking about her life. This is every other celebrity that we talk about, okay? Mm-hmm. She's actually like waiting to make this call for, you know, podcast time. Like, why are we acting like, oh, this was a silly, happy mistake? No, she was like, bing, 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 bing.
Like, she planned the filing and then started recording the podcast.
I think she had a bigger plan. Do you think it was like, candid?
It was drama.
Yeah, drama.
That was Tori trying to get some drama for the podcast, of course.
Right.
Tori and Dean were married for 18 years.
Sorry, yeah.
So, I mean, I feel like after 18 years, that's a pretty, I mean, I don't know if it's a successful marriage. In this.
You and I have had this conversation. That is a successful marriage. My parents were like together for like 10 years and they made me. That's a win, okay?
That is a win.
18 years, five kids. They say I love you at the end of the call. That's a win.
All right, I like that.
Crazy.
Moving on. Rebel Wilson, man. The shots keep coming from this Rebel Wilson memoir. This one isn't really a shot. It's more of kind of a shot at Rebel herself.
Yeah.
So Rebel, in an excerpt from Rebel's book, she talked about a time where she kind of compared herself to Adele. And for that reason, she thinks Adele kind of hates her.
Yeah.
Which, honestly, I kind of understand. So she said, some actors would get offended if I called them plus size in this book, so I have to be careful with what I say. This is why I think Adele hates me. There was a moment when she was bigger, and some people would confuse us for one another. And I'm assuming, because to be fair, I've never asked her. So she's never asked Adele, like, is this why you don't like me? But, like, clearly something happened with Adele and Rebel to make Rebel think, hold up, Adele don't like me, and is it because...
Yeah, you're right. And according to her, because of course this is a book, she has plenty of time to expound upon whatever the hell is going on. She claims that Adele would like avoid her and like walk away from her at events, would always quickly turn away.
I can see that though.
That's just Adele being like, I'm better than everybody. I'll say hi, but then I got to keep it moving. Like,
but like, okay, for some people, and I am not, this is not my thought process, and I am obviously a lot smarter, and I work in entertainment, so I kind of got a little bit of a leg up. Mm-hmm. But, like, if you see, if you just know that Adele is a white woman that is not from America and she has an accent, and you don't know the difference between an Australian accent and a British accent, and you, you know what I'm saying? It's not, like, beyond the scope of understanding for a, like, not that smart Americans, which we ain't that smart sometimes.
Right.
To confuse, like.
That's true. We have, like, space for one Australian woman.
Exactly.
One Australian, you know, Hemsworth or whatever.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, it's not out the realm of possibility, but I don't. I think it's a little messed up that Adele was like, I don't want to be around this Rebel lady because people think we're the same person.
Sure.
Well, Rebel thinks that that's the case.
I don't think she likes, Wilson said, as if my fatness might rub off on her. You know what? They could have been best friends. They could have been sharing clothes. I like that they're in their own separate lanes. Honestly, I would love to see Adele respond to this.
I would
and
like
you know what? During her residency, that's what she loves to address things. Uh-huh. And like,
She like brings out Rebel and they do a duet.
Rebel's on her press tour. I would not
Rebel,
be surprised.
Come on. Yeah, I'm hoping that this is not like a beef. Because I like both of them.
Also interesting, something confirming what we all knew. Rebels talked about Ozempic, and she said, oh, it's good for people like me who have a bottomless appetite for sweets. Retweet, girl. But I thought that was interesting. She's on Ozempic as well.
That I respect anybody that's openly like, I'm on Ozempic.
Yeah.
Because if there was a muscle drug, I would be on the muscle drug.
Yeah. I really like what someone said. They said, if you don't see that person post every day at 6 a.m. in the gym.
Ozempic.
Because otherwise... You're gonna let them know.
All right, no shade to the Ozempic user. Yeah.
None at all. Respect.
All right, moving on to our almost news segment, which is actually a pretty serious story today. Cops are searching for Kansas City Chiefs star Rashee Rice following a car crash that happened in Dallas. So we got dash cam footage, or we got footage of this incident that happened. We're not really sure who was in the car, but a Corvette and a Lambo, they kind of collided. Towards the end of the footage, you see a group of dudes getting out of the car, and it's unclear whether Rashee is one of the dudes amongst the group of dudes that are getting out of the car. But this is a really scariest thing. For one, obviously it's a car crash, so we want to make sure that every single party member is safe. But Rashee, of course, is like a football star. So it kind of now muddies into that realm of, like, one, is he safe? And two, does he violate any of, like, the NFL's policies? If it is him, like I said, we're not really sure. He hasn't officially been identified, but police are looking to speak with him.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
It is crazy. I almost feel for athletes because they have the normal law to deal with, and then they also have to deal with whatever their league is going to institute against them. It's like they've got, like, two courts that they kind of have to go through. So just looking ahead, but very, very sad.
Very scary. And I think that regardless of whether the person that got out of the vehicle was later identified to be Rashee or not, it's illegal to leave the scene of a crime.
Right.
And I think that that's why police are looking to speak to this group of people. Mm. It was about like four or five dudes that got out of the car. They was black. I'm black. I can say that. But like, you can't really tell because, you know, kind of dark a little bit. You can't really tell. People got on hats and stuff. So it's kind of hard to be like, oh, that's Rashee or that's so-and-so.
Yeah.
It's a little murky. The images aren't really that clear. So people don't know if it's him or not.
Right.
They just kind of assume. And we also, there's reason to believe that the car that was involved in the crash was registered to him. So it's a lot of...
Yeah. That's probably, I mean, that's the strongest piece of evidence we have. But it sounds like even people who were there, the eyewitnesses say that... you know, they weren't able to identify who it was, just that there were two men leaving these two cars that were involved in this sort of crash. But, you know, this is a hot take, and I'm not condoning doing anything bad, but let's say you get a DUI. Let's say you hit a car. Okay.
Okay.
I'm not speaking from experience.
Okay.
Okay, but let's say you hit a car and you're like, I'm drunk. I need to get out of here. I don't want a DUI.
Okay.
I've heard so many times, you know who did this? Halle Berry.
Allegedly.
Yeah, the liquor store on Sunset. She broadsided the wall of this liquor store and drove away. And she was able to evade a DUI. She just got a hit and run charge. And of course, she had a really good lawyer, so she just got probation. But point being, maybe they fled because they said, hey, I'm intoxicated. I can't deal with the DUI. I'll deal with the hit and run, whatever other felony or felonious charges I might get. That's just what I think. I'm not saying you should do that. I'm not saying I've done that.
Elena with the conspiracies on a Monday morning. Welcome back, Elena. We don't know, like
don't
I
know.
Said, if it's even Rasheed Rice, right. And we don't know, of course, what the cause of it is. But
I'm glad nobody got, I mean, seriously hurt, it seems. No fatalities.
Yeah, like I said, they allegedly have been speeding before, but no one seemed seriously injured.
Yeah.
So hoping that at least this can be resolved legally.
Yeah.
And amicably.
Sounds like they were just racing.
Elena.
Sorry, I don't know what I'm saying.
Well, we're going to get out of here. Thanks a lot for joining us, Elena.
Thank you for having me back.
All right, and Charlie Cotton will be back tomorrow. Until then, we'll see y'all later. Bye-bye.